The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, number 14, the North Texas Irish Festival Wrap-Up. Brought to you by Songhenge, the online archive of free and legal Celtic music downloads. Find out more at songhenge.com.
Oh, the devil in hell, they say he was chained, and there for a thousand years he remained. He neither complained, and nor did he groan, but decided to start up a hell of his own. Well, he could torment the souls of men without being shut in a prison pen. So he asked the Lord if he had any sand left over from making of this great land. The Lord, he said, yes, I've plenty on hand, but it's way down south on the Rio Grande. And to tell you the truth, the stuff is so poor, I doubt it'll do us a hell anymore. The devil went down, looked over the truck, and he said if it came as a gift he was stuck. For once he'd examined it careful and well, he decided the place was too dry for a hell. But the Lord, just to get the stuff off of his hands, he promised the devil he'd water the land, for he had some old water that was of no use, a regular bog hole that stunk like the deuce. So the grant it was made, and the deed it was given, the Lord he returned to his place up in heaven. The devil soon saw he had everything needed to make up a hell, and so he proceeded. He scattered tarantulas over the roads, put thorns on the cactus and horns on the toads. He sprinkled the sand with millions of ants, so the man that sits down must wear soles on his pants. He lengthened the horn of the Texas steer and added an inch to the jackrabbit's ears. He put water puppies in all of the lakes, and under the rocks he put rattlesnakes. He hung thorns and brambles on all of the trees. He mixed up the dust with chiggers and fleas. The rattlesnake bites you, the scorpion stings, the mosquito delights you by buzzing its wings. The heat in the summer's 110, too cold for the devil but too hot for men. And all who remained in that climate soon bore stings, bites and scratches and blisters galore. He quickened the buck of the bronco steed and poisoned the feet of the centipede, and the wild boar roams in the black chaparral. It's a hell of a place that we've got for a hell. He planted red peppers beside the brooks. The Mexicans use them in all that they cook. Just dine with a Mexican and you will shout, I've got hell on the inside as well as the out.
Hi, this is Ed Miller, just off stage at the North Texas Irish Festival. I'm out of breath. You're listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
Thank you very much, Ed. Yes, this is the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and I am your host. And that was Ed Miller with The Devil Made Texas from his CD, The Edinburgh Rambler. You can find him at songsofscotland.com. Yeah, this is going to be a nice wrap-up show, I think. Basically, what happened is last weekend, I was at the North Texas Irish Festival. I got promo after promo after promo, listened to a lot of great music, joined in the session, just had an awesome time. And so I wanted to feature all the bands that, well, some that I heard, some that I didn't get a chance to hear, but I have music from all these bands and permission to play their stuff. So I wanted to take advantage of that opportunity, and because there's just a lot of amazing stuff out there. To start off, though, I want to first make a quick announcement. That is, if you are a musician and you are looking to get your music played on this podcast and other Celtic podcasts of the CelticPodcastNetwork.com, there's a great way to do that. You can go to music.podshow.com and submit music there. Of course, you can always submit it through the CelticMP3s.com website or CelticMusicPodcast.com, but that's a great way to get it to everyone, to easy permission covered for all, you know, so go over to music.podshow.com to submit your music. And also cdbaby.com. If you can get your music on there, you'll also have the opportunity for digital distribution. And, of course, it is a fantastic resource for any independent musician. And if you're looking for great independent Celtic music, that is the place to go. They're the ones that get all these bands, including my band, on iTunes and all sorts of places. So go check that out. When I went to NTIF, there are some bands I didn't know really what to expect. One of the highlights of the weekend for me was a band called Brother. They are an Australian, what do they play? They're sort of a tribal fusion with a touch of Celtic music, a lot of original Celtic rock style music. I'm going to play a song, Crazy Like Everyone, from Urban Cave. You can find them at brothermusic.com. And at the end of the show, I'm going to play all of the interviews that I did. So I'm going to leave all the music for the beginning and finish up the show. So it's going to run longer than normal. The interviews will all be at the end, and there's a lot of great interviews. So check out, especially the one with Brother. That was probably, you know, the most fun. We were sitting on a bus. I'll tell you about it later. Meantime, this is Crazy Like Everyone from Brother.
Yeah, g'day. This is Hamish from Brother. You're listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
like everyone. You make me crazy. You make me strong. Make me strong. In the end, I'm just like anyone.
Hi, this is Robbie O'Connell, and you're listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
I was born on the land like my father before me, and I worked on it year after year, through all kinds of weather in summer and winter. Right or wrong, we persevere. And I'll always remember the feel of the soil in the spring when we broke the first ground, and the smell of the hay in the barn in the fall brings my childhood years all back around. Ah, but all that is lost now, it's locked up in memory, and I wonder, can you understand? When your life is torn up by the roots and discarded, all you've left is the love of the land. All you've left is the love of the land. As a child, I was given my own patch of garden where I learned all the secrets of life. As I'd wander the land in the cool of the evening, in search of adventures I'd ride. Sometimes the weather would give us a battle, but we took it all in our stride. For we knew in the end it would all come out even, we'd make up the losses next time. Ah, but all that is lost now, it's locked up in memory, and I wonder, can you understand? When your life is torn up by the roots and discarded, all you've left is the love of the land. All you've left is the love of the land. But somewhere the big wheels, they slowly were grinding, pushed on by the power of greed. And little by little they ground us all under, destroying both flower and seed. And what do you say to your wife and your family when you've nothing, not even a plan? And where do you go when you're faced with foreclosure and the bank says you must leave the land? Ah, but all that is lost now, it's locked up in memory, and I wonder, can you understand? When your life is torn up by the roots and discarded, all you've left is the love of the land. All you've left is the love of the land. Ah, but all that is lost now, it's locked up in memory, and I wonder, can you understand? When your life is torn up by the roots and discarded, all you've left is the love of the land. All you've left is the love of the land.
Hi, this is Jared from Seamus Stout, and you're listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
Like grasses grow and waters flow in a free and easy way. But give me enough of that rare old stuff that's made near Galway Bay. Come gangers all from Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim too. We'll give them a slip and we'll have a sip of the rare old Mountain Dew. Ay dee 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 dum dee dum dee dum dee dum dee 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 dum dee dum dee dum dee dum dee 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 dee. There's a neat little sill at the foot of a hill where smoke crawls up to the sky. By the whiff of the tail, you can plainly tell there's potent still nearby. For the filthy air with a perfume rare and betwixt both me and you. Help yourself to a bucket of bowl of the rare old Mountain Dew! Ay dee 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 dum dee dum dee dum dee dum dee 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 dee. Ay dee 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 dum dee dum dee dum dee dum dee 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 dee. Ay dee 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 dum dee dum dee dum dee dum dee 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 dee. Ay dee 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 dum dee dum dee dum dee dum dee 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 dee.
And that was Seamus Stout with, let's see, The Humors of Tulla, The Merry Blacksmith, and The Rare Old Mountain Dew. You can find them at SeamusStout.com. That is from their CD On Tap. Before that was Robbie O'Connell with Love of the Land from his CD Recollections, Volume 1. You can find him at RobbieO'Connell.com. All right, a couple more notes. It is that time of month to vote at Podcast Alley. You can go to CelticMusicPodcast.com and find a link to Podcast Alley, Yahoo Podcast, and Podcast Pickle, where all of which you can vote for. If the very basic, hit Podcast Alley and tell them you love us and leave a comment. I'd love to see your comments and find out more. Also, I am looking for some helpers to promote the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. If you are interested in being a part of this, I'm going to do. I need some people to promote in certain communities online. If so, email me at mark@thebards.net and let me know that you're interested. I would love to get your help. Next up is one of my other absolute highlights of the North Texas Irish Festival. I was walking into one of the buildings and there's the pub stage. I forget what the building was called. There was someone playing who was completely different from just about everything else I heard, and it was way cool. The group was called Anya, named after the singer Anya, and you can find her at anyaonline.com. She has absolute gorgeous vocals, and this is a song from a pre-release of her upcoming CD called Black Soul. This is Anya.
Been searching a long time, been on this road for a while. Nobody will take me back. Every day I walk a thousand miles. Some call me the Blackbird or the 13th one. I provoke the zephyrs and I blacken the sun. I am the Black Soul.
Hi, this is Larry Roan from Poor Man's Fortune. You're listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
Do you love Celtic music? Every week, the Celtic MP3s music magazine guides you to the best free and legal Celtic MP3s online. It is free to subscribe, and the music will keep your toes tapping for years to come. And now you can enjoy quick access to over 100 bands featured in the magazine when you join Songhenge, the Celtic MP3s exclusive archive of free Celtic music. Visit CelticMP3s.com or FreeIrishMusic.com to subscribe and start downloading some of the great Celtic music you love to hear.
She smiled as she passed me by. Well, she looked so sweet, from her two white feet to the sheen of her now brown hair. Such a coaxing hair, had to pinch myself to be sure I was standing there. From Bantry Bay to Derry Quay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met at the county town. As she onward sped, sure I shook my head, and I kissed with a feeling quite rare. And I says I, to a passer-by, who's that maid with the nut-brown hair? Well, he smiles at me, and he says he, she's the gem of Ireland's crown. She's young Rosie McCann from the banks of Man. She's the star of the county town. Surely there, and I'll dress in my Sunday clothes, and I'll try sheep's eyes and deluding lies on the heart of the now brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, no horse I'll yoke, till my plough with rust turns brown, till the smiling bride by my own fireside sits the star of the county town. And from Bantry Bay to Derry Quay, and from Galway to Dublin town, seen like the sweet Colleen that I met at the county town.
I was a crazy cat for many's the year. My years are advancing, now I sleep in my chair. But old Mr. Johnson still wants me to play. If I don't get active, he'll send me away. I'm yellow, tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died. His neighbor ambushed me with shotgun and dynamite. My cat senses warned me, so I put up a fight. I clawed at his cigarette, it fell to the floor. It lit the dynamite as I ran out the door. Boom! I'm a yellow tabby kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died. He gave me to a boy with a dollar and a note to drown me in the river when we were afloat. I saw the rope come towards me and let out a yowl. The boat tipped on over, the poor boy was drowned.
Gurgle, 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 gurgle.
I'm a yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died. He gave me to a man going up in a balloon. I clung to his head, I am no buffoon. The man tried to free me, but then lost control. I stole his parachute as he crashed against the knoll.
Curse, splat!
I'm a yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died. He took me to the mill, where the meat was ground. He left off the light so I wouldn't look around. Processor came closer to me. I jumped to the floor. He tripped bloodily.
Crunch.
I'm yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died. Mr. Johnson, Mr. Johnson, I know you hate me, but I have 9 lives. You haven't even 3. Blessed are the cat lovers, blessed are all kitties. So love me or leave me alone for to sleep. I'm a yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died. I'm a yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home.
And no, I was not performing at the North Texas Irish Festival, but, you know, I like to play some music, particularly around this time of year, because St. Patrick's Day is coming up, which is also, incidentally, my birthday. So it's double time to celebrate. Great time to be a Celtic musician, a Celtic podcaster, a Celtic music magazine writer, and lots of other stuff. So that was The Cat Came Back, The Cat's Perspective, from Mark Gunn and the Dubliners Tabby Cats. You can find more about us at catdrinkingsongs.com, and it is from our CD, Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers. You can call 1-800-BUY-MY-CD right now to order that CD from CD Baby. Before us was Heirloom from their CD, Heirloom, and the song was The Star of the County Down. They have a long, complicated URL, so go to CelticMusicPodcast.com to find out more about Heirloom. And before that was Poor Man's Fortune with a great set of tunes from Brittany Berlanbieu and Dons Plin. I'm not very fluent with my French here. It is from their CD Blowhard. If you're not familiar with Brittany, it is one of the 7 Celtic countries. It is in the west northwest of France. I haven't been, but they have a very distinct style of Celtic music. Next up, we're going to do another one of the highlights of the North Texas Irish Festival for me, and that was someone who mailed a CD to me a couple years ago, Jed Marum. I got the CD. I didn't really listen to it. Unfortunately, when I get a lot of CDs, it makes it more difficult, which is one of the reasons why I started the podcast, because I hear I have to listen to the music, and it gives me an extra reason to hear all the great music that is out there. Jed Marum has an absolutely exquisite voice, and I was really pleased to actually see him live. And not to mention, he's a really genuine fellow, very nice. If you ever get a chance to talk to him, you'll see what I mean. We're going to play a song from his new CD, Miles From Home. The song is The Rose of Tralee, and you can find more about him at jedmarum.com.
This is Jed Marum, and you're listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
Was rising above the green mountain, the sun was declining beneath the blue sea. When I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful Vale of Tralee, she was lovely and fair as a rose of the summer, yet not was her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. Shade of evening, her mantle was spreading, and Mary, all smiling, was listening to me. The moon through the valley, her pale rays was shedding, while I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as a rose of the summer, yet not was her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. Although lovely and fair as a rose of the summer, it was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee.
Hi, this is Van from Beru's Ghost. You're listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Randy Christian.
Kathleen Jackson.
Michael Price, and we're with the Trinity River Whalers, and you're listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
I work my days on a Galway farm in the sun and rain, wind and storm. But once a year I'll chance my arm and cross the sea to England. I'll scrimp and save £2,000, spend a week in Cheltenham town. But the racing over, always down, I come back poor from England. I dreamed one night before I left, a coal black mare with a white star chest, crossed the line and beat the rest. I came back rich to Galway. I rose at dawn and drove all day, thinking, wondering all the way, Lady Luck, have you come to stay, or steal away my morning? When I got to Cheltenham town, Irish faces all around, no bed or mattress to be found. I slept on the hillside, I spent 3 days at the viewing ring, saw the horses they let in. Just as I was giving in, I stood and stared in wonder. With stamping hooves and steaming breath, a coal black mare with a white star chest, I ran my finger down the list, matched the name and the number. Lady Luck had come halfway, the horse's name was Galway Bay. 20-1 the odds that day, I went to make my wager. I counted out £2,000, held it high, slapped it down. Bookie smiled but made no sound. I knew what he was thinking. I was the biggest loser in the land. With a pounding heart, a shaking hand, I made my way up to the stand. The horses came to order. But at the first, she nearly fell. I cursed my farmer's luck to hell. Second and third took quite well, way behind the leader. Then moving sweetly from the back, she found her rails and caught the pack. 10 to go and from the track, the hooves were drumming thunder. Horses one by one, bridle flashing in the sun. 8 to go, a mile to run, 2 were up before her. On the straight, down they sped, left one at the last for dead. Caught the next and by a head, she came home the winner. So I came back to my Galway farm, a wiser and a richer man. Never again I'll chance my arm or cross the sea to England. For Lady Luck was mine that day, I held her close, I went my way. Now I raise my glass to Galway Bay and the dream of a Galway farmer.
And that was Galway Farmer by Trinity River Whalers from their CD Naughty Tales. Say that really 3 times fast. Trinity River Whalers, Trinity... Never mind. You can find them at trinityriverwhalers.com. Before them was Boru's Ghost with The Pawn from their CD Rites of Passage. Find them at borusghosts.com. Next up, I'm going to set the stage for you, okay? It was Sunday, 6 p.m., there was a band who apparently was a last-minute addition. Otherwise, I I don't know what, it just boggles my mind here, because in my opinion, this was the absolute pinnacle of the festival. There was no better. But it was 6 o'clock. I was at this pub stage. A band was sitting down, ready to play their music. The audience was fairly empty. There was just a handful of people here. Then the Tea Merchants started playing. The Tea Merchants are an Austin-based band. They play at Fado's every Tuesday night. And they started playing their tunes. And my goodness, everyone that was supposed to be leaving started coming and sitting down. By the end of the show, they had a full house. And there's a great reason why, because this is, in my opinion, the best band of Celtic traditional music in Texas. So, and that's really, this was just an amazing show for something that was apparently a last minute addition. Hopefully NTIF next year will recognize this and give them a much better slot, because they well deserve it. This is a rockin' set of tunes called The Last Tango in Harris.
Am I supposed to read this?
Yes.
This is your name from your band.
No. Number three, okay.
Okay.
Very smart ass.
Hi, this is Chris Buckley from the Tea Merchants. You're listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast at CelticMusicPodcast.com. Cheers.
Hi, I'm Liam Spain from the Make 'em and Spain Brothers. You're listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
I remember the cattle were ill that year, for the winter was long and cold, and the old man was cursing near all the day when he drove them to town to be sold. I told him that Jimmy had the loan of a car and was driving to Donegal town, and I asked could he drive all the cattle, just himself and the hound. Ah, but that
was long ago, when the roads were driven slow. A man could whistle gaily if he had a girl or no. When the piper played his tunes and the farity would call, the night when first I met you and we danced in Donegal.
We took the roads through Killybegs and we drove by Inverbay, overtaking a tractor before Mount Charles, who was towing a fresh load of hay. The farmer, he winked and his wee doggy barked as he pulled to the side to give way. And as sure as the weather, he went home for a drop of the tay. Ah, but that
was long ago, when the roads were driven slow. A man could whistle gaily if he had a girl or no. When the piper played his tunes and the farity would call, the night when first I met you and we danced in Donegal.
The door to the barn was open and the smoke was billowing out, and the farity was taking requests and the dancers all started to shout. He called out the siege of Ennis and the crowd fairly gave out a cheer, and I knew fairly well that the night would be magic in here. Ah, but that
was long ago, when the roads were driven slow. A man could whistle gaily if he had a girl or no. When the piper played his tunes and the farity would call, the night when first I met you and we danced in Donegal.
My shirt, and he pointed away to the wall, and I saw you and wondered why the prettiest girl wasn't dancing with no one at all. He told me a girl that was pretty as you wouldn't dance with a farmer as I, and I knew he was right, but I'd be damned if I still wouldn't try. For it wasn't
so long ago, when the roads were driven slow, but a man can still whistle gaily if he has a girl or no. piper plays his tunes, and the Faraday still calls, and I always will remember when we dance in Donegal.
And that was the Makem and Spain Brothers with Donegal from their CD Makem and Spain Brothers Live. You can find them at makem.com/brothers. I lied. I'm sorry. My major apologies, but I'm trying to keep these shows to 1 hour, and in order to do that, I'm already over. So I'm going to finish up with a song by my band, the Brobdingnagian Barge, with Health to the Company from our CD Affair to Remember. And then I'm going to continue with the interviews in part two of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Find out more about us and visit the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com and support our sponsor, SongHinge.com. Thank you much. This is the Brobdingnagian Bards.
And chorus with mine. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain, for we may and might never meet here again. So here's a health to the company, and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain, for we may and may never meet here again. So here's a health to the wee lass that I love so well, for style and for beauty sure none can excel. There's a smile on her countenance as she sits on my knee. Sure, there's no one in this wide world as happy as me. So here's a health to the company, one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain, for we may and may never meet here again. Wish it safe landing without any shock. And if ever I should meet you by land or by sea, I will always remember your kindness to me. So here's a health to the company, and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain, for we may and may never meet here again. Here's a health to the company, and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain, for we may and may never meet here again.